The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
Hailing from Rome, Georgia, right down the road from where I'm from in Dalton, at the foothills of the Appalachian Mountain, the Georgia Thunderbolts rise up with a scorching rock sound, drenched in soulful Southern swagger.
And on their debut album on Mascot Records titled Can We Get a Witness, the band conjures up a tried and true Southern rock and roll spirit through a fresh and inspired sound.
And being from Rome, Georgia, I know y'all are Braves fans. There's no doubt about it. How can you not be a Braves fan growing up in Rome, Georgia? And the entire band is here with us at the Atlanta Braves Radio Network studios. It is the Georgia Thunderbolts. Welcome to Braves Country, y'all.
Hey, what's
Thanks
up?
Thanks for having us.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21 Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Georgia Thunderbolts. Welcome to Braves Country, y'all.
Hey, what's
Thanks
up?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So awesome to have. I've heard so much about y'all. Did you ever think this was a possibility, a real possibility?
No, not really.
Nope. Well, but I mean, because you see people, they're from Atlanta and all over. I mean, Georgia's obviously a hotbed for country and gospel and hip-hop.
And rock and roll.
And rock and roll, too. Absolutely. That's where I was headed next. But I always wanted to be a rock star, too, and I don't have the ability because I can't play an instrument or sing. So it's really, really problematic when you want to do that. For me, it was one of those things where it wasn't going to happen. But for y'all see it and are making it happen.
Yeah, man. Sometimes it'll make your stomach turn, man, because it's like it's can't believe how blessed we've been, because I mean, we were sitting in a Mexican restaurant with the same guitar right here, like, you know, 6 years ago, and now you were signed to a record label and out here at the Braves Stadium doing some radio stuff with you guys, and it's killer, dude. Never expected it, honestly.
That's so stinking awesome, man. No doubt about it. Let's go through and meet everybody, since the entire band is here with three acoustic guitars and one cajon. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, that's the cajon, right?
Yeah.
It's like a drum without the snare. What you got there, a box, basically?
Yeah,
drum box. Yeah, drum cool. box. That's super cool. All right, so we'll go around the room and say hello to everyone. TJ Lyles on vocals. Also, harp and piano, too, right?
Yes, sir.
And I know I'm going to mess this up, even though, Riley, you just told me. Kazort?
Kazort. Absolutely correct.
Kazort or Kazort?
Kazort.
Kazort, yeah.
Riley,
either way.
Because it sounds fancy if you run it all together, but if you say it like you're from Northwest Georgia, it's Kazort, because you got to stretch everything out, right?
I've been called worse, man. So.
And answered to it, probably.
Yes, sir.
I know I have. Yeah, no doubt about it. Logan Tolbert's on guitar. Logan, how are you feeling today?
It's early.
I didn't mean to get you up so early, but we're going to do our best to make it at least a fun time. Zach Everett plays the bass and the keys. Zach, what's going on over there with your, was that a Falcons Super Bowl?
It's the 94.
That was the one Dallas won here in Atlanta.
Yeah, Faith Hill sang the national anthem. I remember that one.
It was a great game.
Absolutely. And then Bristol Perry's on the drums. What's up, buddy? Rocking the old Venom t-shirt. Are you a big fan of the Marvel movies?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so I literally, I to be honest, I'm not. My wife and son love them, and I just have never gotten into it. But I did see Maverick this weekend, and it's awesome. I was blown away.
That's not a Marvel movie there.
No, I know, but I was just transitioning into the movies that I actually do enjoy. Like, I was in the Navy, so I loved Top Gun, and I did not expect after 35 or so years that it was going to be good.
Sequel.
And it was awesome. A-minus, B+. What's your favorite Marvel movie?
The new Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
That and Endgame or Infinity War.
I tell you what I'm digging is that Punisher hat up there. Son. I know what that is.
Son, yeah, I like that too. Especially if you're a fan of American Sniper and those guys too, right?
Yeah,
because
really
that was a big part of, they kind of adopted that logo, yeah. Which is super, super.
When are they going to make a good Punisher movie for once?
Oh, you know, I saw the TV show?
Yeah. Oh,
TV
the TV show's good. Okay,
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
But yeah, they need to make a good Punisher movie for sure. But the TV show is, you know, it does them justice for sure.
Okay, well, what's everybody's favorite Braves player real quick? We got to get that out of the way. I want to know
key.
What everybody, who, what, where y'all come from on your past or your current Braves.
And just move that mic around however you see fit, man.
Hank Aaron.
Yeah. I mean, the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I got a few of his baseball cards.
Yeah, nice. Have you had them a long time, or is it just new?
No, I've had them a long time. They were my grandpa's.
Oh, my gosh. Now you're talking. Now you're talking. That's awesome.
Family heirloom.
No, that's super, super cool. What about you, pal?
I'm not a big baseball guy, but Greg Maddux.
Have you ever seen the cool, there's like a commercial where like we got Greg Maddux to paint our house, and it was just the corners of the house that got painted?
Dude, you can't say you're not a big baseball guy at a baseball stadium.
Well, you can.
Yeah,
you
we'll
can.
Edit that out.
No. No, but don't you realize, though, about 90% of the people that go into that stadium and watch the Braves play every night are not big baseball fans. They don't know the ins and outs. They don't know the slugging percentages, and they might know a batting average, maybe.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they're there to hang out and have a good time, and that's the beautiful background that is Braves baseball. But so you don't got to be, man. Don't you worry. You all good?
Yeah, you're
what's your boss?
Here.
Probably Brian McCann.
McCann.
Wow.
Or I remember when I was young, I used to go watch the Rome Braves.
Yeah.
And my actual favorite team is Texas.
Okay.
But seeing Elvis Andrews, you know, play at Rome and stuff. But probably Brian McCann.
Well, hang on now. You said your favorite team is Texas. How did that work out?
I like Josh Hamilton growing up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's great.
And Michael Young and all
that. Yeah. Yeah. So, but so you follow the players.
Yeah, for sure.
More than the team necessarily.
Yeah. Josh Hamilton was probably my favorite player growing up.
Yeah.
You know, I saw Texas play here.
Yeah, sure.
But I love the Braves.
What was it about BMAC that you love so much about?
I was a catcher.
Okay, all right. Where'd you play?
Armurchie.
That's cool, man. That's really, really cool.
We were not good, but you know.
That's all right. Hey, get out there and play, man. Team camaraderie. I would imagine it's something similar to what you have at a band, right?
For sure.
Everybody's kind of on the same team.
For sure.
And I want to ask you about Ron Washington, since you're a Texas fan. You know, Ron Washington, obviously out there with Josh Hamilton.
Yep.
We've got a new podcast called Stories with Wash. And his stories are ridiculous.
Yeah.
The most entertaining dude I've ever met. I met him the first time I ever met him. He was coming across the field down at spring training. And I'm like, what's up, coach? And he's burning a heater. And I'm like, what are you listening to? And he was like, you know, I like to listen to, I start my day with jazz and then I slide into old school hip hop. And I was like, do you ever listen to the new stuff? And he's like, F no. All they do is F and cuss.
Nah.
I was like, that's an ironic way of telling me that. But I mean, it's not like he's lying. It was an interesting way of passing that along. But but anyway,
hilarious.
It's so good. Wash is the best. What about you, boss?
I'll be that guy. Chip Jones.
Let's go. Chip, hooray. And finally, I already know what you're going to say. You think everybody's going to be surprised by that? Why?
Yeah, man. Well, I'm going to, you know, since Logan broke the ice, I don't really watch baseball, honestly. But
I love the honesty coming out now that we've already established it.
Yeah, so my brother, we actually got a family friend that gave us Delta seats at the...
Wowzers.
So I was just chilling there, man. You know, you get free food. And I'm a big guy, so, you know, I was killing the buffet. And then you get these free beverages coming out, you know.
Absolutely.
And,
Turned up, I get it.
Yeah, I'm sitting there and I hear Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. It's just loud, man, louder than any of the music all night.
Yeah.
And I see this dude walking out, and I guess it was called, what's it called when
he's
comes
the closer.
Out?
He's the closer, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm asking my brother, like, what is going on right now? And that's why I said Craig Kimbrell. I really don't know anything about him, but that night I just saw his name in big letters
heard
Guns N' Roses, and I was like, this dude's got to be pretty cool.
Because, dude, you can't come out to Guns N' Roses and not be cool.
That's right, man.
Did he close it out?
Yeah,
yes.
He closed it. I think we won.
Yeah. It would not be a surprise whatsoever.
He was a great closer for us, and he learned under the great Billy Wagner, who was our closer with Bobby Cox in his final year. And then he went on to have a great great career all around the league, and I'm hoping someday he might come back and just
finish
even
it.
If it's one game, yeah. Just come back here.
Finish it.
And
no
I love
doubt.
The way he would show his gun, or he does show his gun. That's why he comes out to that welcome. I mean, you know, the Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
He likes to. He's like a gunslinger up there.
Oh,
on the mound,
okay.
You know?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wagner came out in Inner Sandman.
Yeah, he did. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
that was
did.
So good.
It was cool.
But guys, thanks for being here, and I want to get into the music. I want to first let's talk about what people are saying about y'all around the. You know, we know about y'all here in Georgia, but Classic Rock Magazine now calls the Georgia Thunderbolts your new favorite Southern rock band, and Rolling Stone even says the Thunderbolts aren't a low voltage knockoff of the greats who came before. Rather, they keep things fresh by committing to lean, muscular songs, and they're making Southern rock continue to thrive in the 21st century. Man, what goes through your mind when you hear those kind of, you know, accolades?
It's kind of unreal to think about. Like Riley said, coming from where we started, you know, playing restaurants and Harley Davidsons and stuff like that. It's just, especially in the rock and roll world this day and time, it's,
yeah.
I don't know, you don't really expect that kind of thing being from where we are. But it's an honor to be in like a magazine like that or something, or to be able to go out and play our songs and have people sing them back to us. It's just unreal.
Yeah, it's got to be surreal. It's got to be, and I mean, Rolling Stone. I mean, that's legendary.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's
man.
That's top of the line when it comes to
major league.
That's the big leagues. That's exactly right, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, y'all representing Rome, Georgia in the big leagues, man. That's like when it's like when some kid from Armurchie ends up on the field, you know, and or from Parkview ends up playing for the Braves, like Matt Olson or something. I mean, that's the same kind of level. It's the same kind of accolade. It seems. And I want folks to get a chance to hear what y'all sound like. And you brought guitars, and you've been so gracious with your time, and would love for y'all to play a song and introduce yourself to the Braves fans listening here to the Georgia Thunderbolts live in studio on the Braves Country Podcast on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Goodness gracious.
All right.
Dude, that was incredible. Great. That is absolutely incredible.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, sir.
And the real deal.
Man, it's so interesting when you know when you're just talking and kicking it around, talking about movies and whatever else, you know? And then all of a sudden you just the switch flips and it's just it's different. It's just something different just happened. And it's so extraordinary, man. Congratulations. I mean, that's incredible.
Thank you.
Is that about an old friend of yours that you lost track of? Or what was the story
the
there?
The song was called Looking for a Memory. No, it
too
was
far from the
Too Far, too from, far the from the Track. Yeah. And then we got with Richard from the Headhunters, and he kind of shaped it out to be Looking for an Old Friend, you know. But it's basically about the same thing.
Right on.
Finding out. Losing track of who you are and then coming full circle and figuring it out again.
Boy, don't that happen, though, in life?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. I mean, I think it probably happens multiple times. I know I try to be a faithful man. I'm proud of my faith. I don't hide from it. But I like rum and coke, you know. And so there's those days, like yesterday evening, when I had to, you know, reset a little bit. Like, oh, my gosh, I got to straighten myself out, you know. And it's not that having a rum and coke is bad, you know, but it's having 30 that's bad, you know, and then you act crazy and do things that you don't mean to. And I've been there. I've been both of that. Like, I've been as behaving the way I know I'm supposed to. And then I've been out of control at the same times at different times in my life. And it's so funny. That's why I think that song is so stinking relatable.
Oh, yeah.
Because as you listen to the words, you're like, I've been there. I've lived
oh,
that.
Absolutely.
I've lived that.
That resonates within all five of us multiple times a day.
Yeah.
The only part of the song doesn't mention is that the rum and coke was more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly right. It is. It's way more fun. Even though even in the back of your head, you're like the devil standing on your shoulder and going, yeah, boy, it's more fun, ain't it?
Yeah, by the way, guys, that was a joke. You be you, man. If you don't drink, that's cool.
That's exactly
if you do,
right.
That's fine.
That's
too.
Exactly right. Ain't it? We're not casting stones at all, but I've been in both scenarios and both situations.
Speaking of 30 rum and cokes and
I didn't mean 30. I meant 30.
Well, you know,
I meant three.
You need to nail it down to like 30 a month and then you'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're recording here on the 31st of May. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And so I met you guys actually on the 30th of May, speaking of 30, in 2019. And I looked it up. That's how I know, because I can't remember any of that stuff either. but I remember meeting you guys because it was at Innovation Amphitheater, and I was there with Driving and Crying, and you guys were the opening band. And I was like, what a cool name, man, the Georgia Thunderbolts. These guys are going to be cool, I bet. So I listened to, you know, I stayed around. I didn't go back to the hotel. And I was blown away, man. You guys were the real deal from the first step, man. It was really great stuff. And then I had to go buy your EP. And then all the crazy year that came the next year, I got to tell you, that EP was in rotation, man. It kept me up because I was like, well, there's young, you know, Southern
there's talent
rockers
out there, yeah.
That
yeah,
are ready to go, and I know this thing's going to keep rolling. So anyway, it was great to meet you all that day.
Absolutely.
And you blew me away. I thought it was a great, I think y'all are a great band, and that's why we're so happy to have
thank
y'all
you,
here.
Man. Yeah, man. Yeah. And it's so funny because Scott, when he's like, hey, have you heard of this band? And I was like, yeah, man, I've heard the name, but I don't know them well. And he's like, you need to go listen to them. And when Scott tells me that I need to go listen to a band, I'm like, okay, all right, you know, and I go do it. And he's always spot on. But you know, he's traveled with Driving and Crying and Blackberry Smoke and Jason Isbell. He's been around. He's produced records in Nashville and he's done all of that side of the business that I've only seen from afar. So he's got a good ear, man. So he always knows.
Well, these guys are keeping the Southern rock and roll flame burning, and it's going to take it into the future. And do you guys remember that show? Do you remember?
Yeah, man.
No, yeah.
Because me and Riley was fishing that day in that pond.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, there was a pond out there.
That's, yeah.
That's how I, for you.
That's how I knew I liked y'all already. Heck, we were fishing before the show.
I think Bristol. Oh,
that was Innovation, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that in Winder?
Yeah. Innovation Amphitheater in Winder, Georgia. They got a good thing. I think y'all might be coming back to play there again sometime this summer.
Yeah, the
possibly.
Last one we played there, wasn't it with Marshall Tucker
Band.
Dang.
Hell yeah.
That's not
go.
A bad That's not
no,
a bad
not at all.
Getting some good gigs.
To yeah. open with.
And also a similar story, our friend Richard Young, who you brought up earlier from the Kentucky Headhunters, he had a kind of the same story of how he linked up with y'all. I guess y'all were opening for him. And he heard it from the bus, and he had to just run out there and see what the hell was going on.
Yeah, that's a wonder
and
he
then
did.
He told the rest of the band that they better step it up a little bit tonight because they had some young go-getters that were really blasting
cool.
it off the stage there. So,
yeah, man.
Tell us about your relationship with Richard Young and the Kentucky Headhunters. How did that develop?
It's great, man. He's really taking us under his wing. You know, and all of them are great. You know, Fred and Richard and Greg and Doug, all of them are they're like family, you know. Kind of like us being out on the road. They've been out on the road together for – 50 years together, you know. Just unheard of, but...
Did y'all grow up listening to the Headhunters? Because I did.
Well, we, you know, we heard of them.
Yeah.
But Bristol listened to Blackstone Cherry, which is, you know, Richard's son in the rock band. Riley listened to Blackstone Cherry. And I don't. We never really... Did y'all grow up listening to Headhunters?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think everybody pretty much knew the two hits.
Yeah,
that they
had, sure. Walks Softly on His Hard Vine and Demas Walker.
I didn't really listen to them until we used to go see Blackberry Smoke like every year at the Tabernacle.
Yeah.
And, Tabernacle, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And the Headhunters actually opened, man. And when they played, dude, I was like, I'm definitely going to listen to them after this.
That's cool.
You know how it goes, man. Like some bands, you listen to their record and you're like, ah.
Yeah.
And then you go see them live, you're like, I want to listen to that record now.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of how it was to me, dude, because that night, dude, I swear they blew it up, man. And I was like, God almighty, where have I been, you know, all these years not listening to these guys?
They're definitely a rock and roll band, for sure.
Oh, my gosh,
they can play they can play their country music, they can play the blues music, but they are a rock and roll band, true and true, for sure.
If you guys heard giggles in the background, it's because I just quoted a Steelwood song who we'll actually be playing with this week.
So. Okay, what song
all of these years.
That's right.
Plug that in there. There you go, Steelwoods.
There you go.
Now,
have you been sitting on that? Have you been waiting on the opportunity to spike that down?
It just kind of came out. I saw him jerk his head that way, and I was like, they're about to laugh, man.
I love it. That's awesome, man. That's so cool.
But, TJ, I wanted to ask you, you know, I guess Richard Young is your manager now. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how we hooked up with, you know, having y'all come in on the show. And what has that been like for you? What have you learned from Richard so far? And or what, you know, contributions has he given to the band?
Oh, everything from showing guitar licks to writing lyrics to showing us how to do melodies and changing parts in songs and stuff. Really, you know, he doesn't force anything on us that we don't know that's not coming, you know, because he's pretty forceful as it is.
Except for Be Good to Yourself.
Yeah, except for our song, Be Good to Yourself. It's actually a Frankie Miller song, but if we leave it out of the set, it's like, you know.
It's actually very, very great to have a guy like Richard that actually comes from the same, like, sort of way that
he
we
understands.
Grew up.
Because
a lot of people get screwed in this industry.
Easily.
And very nice to have him that, I mean, I honest to God, I trust him with my life. I mean, obviously, I trust him with my career. He's our manager.
Yeah, sure.
It's very great to have somebody that you know is not going to screw you in the end of everything.
Hope
Richard. No, I'm just
he's always looking out for us, and he's always looking around the corner, you know. He's always anticipating,
because he knows what's coming around the corner.
He's
been there.
What's coming next, and you know, we're really grateful to have him in our
corner. Really think that, like, the biggest thing for us was that he didn't seem much different than us, because you see so many people that are like faking it to get in country music nowadays, you know, and like, we hate that because we're real, and we always felt like we wanted to promote where we come from as like a good place, and Richard really understood that. And so, but having somebody that has your back that also understands where you come from, like, for real, was awesome.
And
from the day we met at an agricultural fair in Chattooga County. It was like,
let's go.
This is awesome. Yeah.
That's right. Like he was the 4-H teacher or something popping out. He knew what was going on. That's super cool, man. Where'd the name for the band come from? Because I like it. It's different than anything else that's kind of happening in music. When I say that, I mean any genre of music. It just, I don't know, it just sounds unique, and it seems like it'd be cool on a t-shirt.
Yeah, there was a time where we were going through trying to figure out, you know, band name and stuff, and then Richard come up with that, and we had other ideas, and then so we kind of stuck with what Richard.
You would have to ask Richard what the name's about, which is a bad thing to say coming from a band member of the band.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So I like to make up my own meanings for it.
So please give it to me.
So basically, every time we roll into town to play a festival or a show outside, the thunder comes and the lightning comes and the bolts come.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and it rains and it gets completely rained out, so that's why I like to say we're the Georgia Thunderbolts. So don't ever book a show with us if you want to play outside, because it won't happen.
That's exactly. Maybe y'all should change your name to like the Georgia Sunshine Band or something.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You guys are on Mascot Records, which is out of the Netherlands. I'm curious at how do you hook up with Nashville's not far.
Yeah.
It seems like you'd be able to come up with something closer than the Netherlands, but it's clearly worked.
Well, it's got everything to do with that connection with Richard Young, because Blackstone Cherry's been signed to Mascot for years, and that's obviously, you know, John Fred is Richard's son.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really a great connection to get in there with somebody that we were really close-knit with. that's pretty much how it happened. We had an A&R guy come out and see us in Nashville, and he really dug the band, and we were so glad to get on somewhere where we could have, you know, brothers like Blackstone Cherry, you know, to kind of help us out along the way and do what they can. Not wipe our butt or nothing, but, you know, be there for us whenever, you know, whenever we needed it.
So. Yeah, maybe a sniffle, not the butt, but maybe the nose maybe or something. Nose. Yeah,
it's really rare to find somebody to take care of you and look out.
That's right.
Look out for you on the road, and Blackstone Cherry is probably the best to do that with because they actually care, you know.
Yeah.
And the Headhunters, of course. But we went on a few. We went on a October tour with Blackstone Cherry, and then was it December that we went on the other one with them?
Yeah.
And they took care of us both times.
That's awesome. And have you been over to Europe yet?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
So the European label's waiting for that. They can't wait. Yeah. It's going to be big when that happens.
That is going to be. We're talking to the Georgia Thunderbolts. You can learn more about them at GeorgiaThunderbolts.com. This is the Braves Country Podcast on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
And Can We Get a Witness? I'm loving this record, and especially the title track. And I really like the lyric video for that one. People should check that out on the website, like Tug just said, GeorgiaThunderbolts.com. But that song and the bonus track on your vinyl release of the record, and a few other lyrics here and there, I'm sensing a little bit of a gospel undertone. Are you guys into gospel music?
I know I grew up in church, and a few of us grew up in church here, so it's kind of like some of the underlying things. We don't shy away from religion.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's in our blood.
So. Yeah, it's just kind of, I mean, it's hard to grow up in Northwest Georgia and it not be any blood.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't, it was probably beaten into you.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know?
Fear God.
Yeah, that's right. Your mama was going to give you a good beating if you didn't get up and go to church, and she was right to do so. But that's the thing. You know, like the Rolling Stones have an element of mm-hmm. gospel in their music. You can hear it. I mean, you know, gospel, I mean, that's pretty foundational for all styles of music.
Yeah, absolutely. It sure is. And we have a touch of everything in our music.
Which is cool.
Yeah. And that's what makes us who we are.
Yeah.
You know, coming from so many different genres of music and putting our minds together and making it one.
Yeah, you ever get the Vacation Bible School felt board out and try to map it all out and be like, all right, this song kind of sounds like this, and it's, you know, I kid. But, you know, it is. It's so important. To me, man, like I said, I get it wrong more than I ever get it right, but I'm certainly faithful and believe in God, love Jesus, and want to love like he does, and get it wrong more than I ever get it right. But it seems like being out on the road, and y'all tell me if I'm wrong because I've never been out on the road, if it's hard to maintain that, because I live in Alpharetta, Georgia, where, you know, things are relatively normal. When you're out on the road, things can get off the rails on the crazy train. So I imagine if it gets pretty wacky in Alpharetta, Georgia on a Sunday night or a Monday night of Memorial Day, you know, with a cookout with just friends and family throwing cornhole, you know, then on the road it has to be even tougher.
It is. It's hard to keep that balance, but, you know, if you can find the balance, more power to you.
Yeah,
you
right,
know,
absolutely.
If you can hold
at least shoot
it,
for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're trying, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, the toughest thing from being on the road off and on for 30 years is attending church, because Sunday morning you're driving back from somewhere. So you just have to kind of have your own church, and you have to figure out your own ways, or figure out how to tour church, like go and check out a church in the town you're in on Saturday night, on Sunday morning before you leave town. And if you want to gather with folks, you know, or figure out how to get home in time for that Sunday night gathering with the fried chicken or whatever.
That's my favorite one, to be honest with you. I mean, if I'm going to choose, that's the one I'm going to do.
It seems to always be the day, though, we're coming home is early Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
So you really, I just encourage you guys to make time for that, you know, for your own church. Create your own church.
That's the elderly wisdom that we're throwing at you.
There we go. I'll take it.
The old dudes throwing out the elderly wisdom. But it's true. It absolutely is true. But I want to hear another song if y'all are down with it.
Yeah.
Love the acoustic versions of the songs and the fact that y'all are playing acoustic. I think playing acoustic is way harder than playing the electric stuff, right? You can cover up so much. It's hard to cover up things acoustic.
It is, really, because if you mess up, you mess up. That's for sure.
Yeah, so don't listen to my guitar playing.
That's right. But there's beauty in that, though, man. Yeah. If you think about the way bands, like some of the greatest bands of all time, used to record, like the errors became what made the, song. It gave it texture.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jimmy Page.
There you go, man. Absolutely right.
But this is a very special thing to have you guys playing an acoustic in here because we can't accommodate the electric show. But I got to tell folks, if you go to their show or you listen to their records, it's scorching, just screaming rock and roll. I mean, if you like the Black Crowes, Driving and Crying, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Allman Brothers, Kentucky Headhunters.
Robert Plant, Jimmy Page.
I mean, these guys are right in there. So so thank you guys for stripping it down for us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us again. Pretty cool being here.
No, we love it. We love it. So, yeah, man, have at it.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Stars.
Good stuff right there. Gosh, that is strong.
Thank you.
Goodness gracious.
It sounds just like a great anthem.
It does. Absolutely,
I could,
man.
I could see the whole crowd singing that.
Yeah. So easy.
Well, man, that is fantastic stuff. And now I know why you're out with my buddies, the Steel Woods, this week, right? Because you guys have a similar vibe going on. Y'all are like the same age, but you're taking the Southern Rock thing to a new place, which I think is awesome. And I wanted to ask you about that. For their first tour, they were out with us on the Blackberry Smoke Tour for about a month, and that was another situation where we knew the opening band was destined for greatness, and I think it's a great pairing. Are you guys friends with them, or you just kind of got thrown together? How did you guys start mixing it up with the Steel Woods?
I think just the booking agency. We had played with them before, and they had, you know, we met them a few times. I actually think Riley and Zach, and I think they talked to them every now and then or something like that. But they're really nice guys, and I think they wanted us to go out on the road with them. And we went up towards Michigan and Ohio and stuff with them, and really hit it off. They do have a really cool sound.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, is that where the Flint, Michigan hat came from?
Yeah.
I just noticed that a minute ago, and I was like, Flint, Michigan?
It's the machine shop. The machine shop.
We've been there a couple times, once with Blackstone Cherry and once with the Steelwoods. This one particular came from the Blackstone Cherry show.
That's cool, man.
But I have like two more that came from the Steelwood show.
Yeah.
I'm sure you wanted to know every bit of that.
Well, no, but it did stand out a little bit because I noted, look, it's a Super Bowl hat. Okay, all right, yeah. You had it had backwards. You had yours on backwards, so I didn't see it as much.
That's when mine goes backwards.
Yeah, there you go. So you got to, I got to balance each other out. Yeah like yin and yang. I like it.
I got to say, repping the machine shop is a cool thing because that's one of the coolest rock clubs in the country.
You
got to go there sometime.
I'd love to.
It's in Flint, Michigan, just south of Detroit.
Can't drink the water out here.
And, man, it's just perfectly, it's like every rock band sticker in the history of the world is in there.
Kind of like Smith's here in town.
Yeah, like that. And it's just, it can get so loud in there, but it never sounds bad. It's like totally loud, but it's crisp and perfect.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's wicked, just a great rock club.
Got to throw this in there. Kevin takes great care of all the bands.
Yeah, he does.
Like, they take care of the people that play there, which is like, you know, a lot of times you don't see that, but Kevin and the whole machine shop, they take care of the bands, which is awesome.
That's cool, man.
And also, you don't drink the water, you drink Labatt and Jack Daniels.
That's exactly right, because who needs water anyway? I mean, there's probably water mixed in there somehow.
That's right. And beer.
That's exactly right. No, I love it. That's awesome. Scott had told me the Steelwoods are a big Braves fan. I would love to have them come in and do the show with us, too. I mean, growing up in Rome, Georgia, you got a Braves affiliate there.
We actually just went not long ago, honestly. Yeah. We every chance that we get, and when it's not terribly crowded, we'll go and hang out or do something over there. And I went there with my grandparents when I was younger, my grandfather and stuff, and yeah, we just kind of grew up with it always being there, so it's nothing really new to us, you know.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
It's 5 minutes from the house,
yeah,
man.
That's
right
awesome.
Down the road.
Yeah. See, I grew up in Dalton. So we had Chattanooga real close, right? Yeah. So right there, and I always went up to, I think it's called AT&T Stadium now, but at the time, what was it called? That doesn't matter. Anyway. But we, you know, that's where I saw my first ever baseball game. I saw Michael Jordan play baseball there.
Oh,
he was
terrible.
He was not good at
baseball. Don't tell him that.
No, I think he knows. I think he found out real quick.
What's the name of the Rome Braves Stadium these days? What are they called?
States Mutual.
Okay.
States Mutual Stadium.
What was it called when you were growing up?
State Mutual Stadium.
Okay. I just had one of my visions, Tug, and I can see what's going to happen. I think it's going to happen in about 3 years. I think y'all are going to play that States Mutual Stadium and sell it out up there in Rome at your hometown.
That'd
be wicked, man.
Like crystal ball. We got a magic eight ball going.
I'm
going
to get Richard on the phone after this and get that going.
Seriously, I don't know why you
wouldn't.
That's cool.
I think it's going to happen.
I've never been to that park. I always wanted to go, and it's right up the street. Again, it's just far enough.
Mark your calendar for 3 years from now. We're going to be up there selling that thing. Maybe two nights.
Okay. All right. Look,
awesome. I love that vision, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
That'll be full circle.
Yeah, it's this Scott Nostradamus Munn.
That's what I do for a living, Tug.
That's exactly. What else do y'all listen to? You've talked about bands that you like and that you hang out with and play with, but like what do you like to listen to when it's just you listening to music?
Metal.
Yeah. All right. Like what?
Black Label Society, okay, yeah. Pantera.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe even the newer bands. Maybe Bristol's not going to agree with me, but some Bullet for My Valentine.
Okay, all right. Bristol's always shaking his head like you called his mom a bad name.
I listened to Bing Crosby.
Do you? Okay, well, I didn't expect that. Was not on my bingo card.
Great Christmas. He's got one of the greatest Christmas records of all time.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
I'll throw Merle Haggard.
Oh, son. Keith Whitley, the greatest of all time, just inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame about 20 years too late.
But I've heard Miami about a million times.
On TikTok. It's a TikTok challenge right now. Did you know that?
I listen to it all the time. Yeah, he listens to all that. Yeah, I've seen the TikTok.
Me too. I didn't. My kid brought it to me. He was like, "Do you know this song?" And I was like, "Do I know this song?"
Yeah.
Like,
every word.
Yeah, like, I can write them out for you if I need to. I love Keith Whitley. But what about you, Bruce?
Yeah, like a lot of metal.
Yeah. Okay, you got to differentiate. Specific, yeah, because clearly you're shaking your head at the.
Well, our probably favorite metal band is Pantera.
Okay, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
man.
I remember Walk. I remember that one. That's about the only one I can go for, though. Not that they're not good. That's just the only one I know.
Yeah, I like Metallica. Oh my gosh. Megadeth.
Okay, yeah. I love both.
It's like a feud, man.
Well, because Dave Mustaine was in Metallica. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Zach are definite Metallica fans.
Okay, yeah.
We always feud with Riley because he likes Dave Mustaine and Megadeth.
Yeah. Dude, I got to tell you, I like both.
I saw Alice in Chains at the Roxy right here a couple years ago.
Alice in Chains tattoo.
Dude, it was sold out right here. It was the best rock show I've ever been to.
Yeah, this was like I got this when I was in the Navy in Spain, and it's the outer band of the, it would have been the album with Wood on there. Wood and Rooster and Dirt. Thank you. Yes, that kind of outer. If you open it up, it's the Tribal Sunshine. They changed up the middle there a little bit, just because I was like, maybe I shouldn't get an Alice in Chains tattoo. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know. So they changed it up a little bit, but
we listened to Soundgarden.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
We saw Soundgarden 2 weeks before Chris
Cornell. Get out! Are you serious?
Right, yes, it's man.
It's so funny. My wife is she's got a great ear for music, but. That one, because Chris Cornell seemed like he had gotten past his demons, right? You know, sure. And now really Eddie Vedder's the only one that kind of blew up out of that 90s Seattle alternative sound.
Yeah.
That was big when I was in high school. And Eddie Vedder's the only one left. But my wife, that's the one that like punched her in the jaw because he had a beautiful wife and family. Like it seemed like everything was going the way it was supposed to. And then certainly it wasn't. Then Prince was another one. When Prince passed, like she struggled with that one. She couldn't believe it. And, you know, his last shows were in Atlanta. And I don't know if you like Prince or not, but he was an incredible artist. Whether you like, whether you're down with the type of music that he played or not, he was an incredible artist. And then Chester from Linkin Park, right after that, I mean, it's Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots. I mean, like, it's just nonstop of that grouping of people. Aside from Prince, anyway, but he died in the same kind of vein.
Well, that's another reason you got to keep your center when you're on the road. You can't.
That's a great point.
Yep. A lot of these guys are out there, and it happens around them, to them, and they just can't get out because they just feel trapped because they didn't keep their center. So
yeah,
I don't think you guys will have that problem though. I think it seems like y'all are pretty humble and grounded.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
it's being raised in Rome, Georgia. That'll do it. Like I said, Mama will take the belt and tan your hide. Or something. It doesn't matter if you're 30 or 3, you can get beat up. Mama ain't gonna play around with that stuff. But
and also speaking of getting raised right, I hear y'all are big Georgia Bulldogs fans.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Sir.
So yes. who's for Georgia and who's not? What's going on?
Yeah, what's the matter with everybody else?
What? TJ doesn't like football.
Nah, I don't want
that's
TJ
fair.
TJ doesn't care.
Oh, that's fair. Okay, all right.
TJ just wants to sing.
My brother was literally like the biggest Gator fan of all time. He had a Gator tattoo. Like his wall was blue.
Does he wear jean shorts?
I don't know. Most of the time he wears a uniform. He's in the Air Force.
Okay, God bless him.
Respect that.
Appreciate his service.
No, he had a huge Gator painting, dude. Like just the head and like his wall was blue. It was a perfect painting. It looked just like their logo.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know where his came from, but obviously me, little guy, him, big guy.
So you're a Gator fan too? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
That's the same with my brother too, which is standing right there.
Okay. Right on. All right, brother. Handsome devil over there.
Yeah, he's a Tim Tebow fan. And,
okay. So you're a Gator fan too?
Yes.
Man, that is too bad.
That is. That's
terrible.
I don't
know if I'm told that.
I don't know what happened.
That's like Luis Crisar. Damn, brother, I don't believe I'd have told that.
I'll be this guy.
You know what's worse in Florida?
What's that?
Florida State.
Oh, yeah.
My family's from Northwest Florida.
Okay, so at least you got something. These guys are like, I just like blue, you know, or whatever.
Let me say something. So TJ's looking concerned over here, and I know Richard's at home listening to this going, oh, come on, guys, you're supposed to like the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
But let me just say something, though. I think the great thing about this, and Tug talks about this a lot, is that we can all love all these teams around the Southeast, but then it comes to the Braves, and that's what brings us
together. That's why the Braves did the co-branded hats, which is super cool. Yeah. You know, you get the Braves hat, and it's got whatever your favorite college is on the side. Makes so much sense. It's
so
perfect.
I shouldn't tell y'all that I'm a San Francisco Giants fan?
Man.
That's a joke, man.
Goodness gracious, I was about to show you the door.
I'm totally joking, man.
I kid. Although Jock Peterson's out there and playing crazy good baseball, that dude is going to win a World Series the year before last with the Dodgers, last year with the Braves, and he'll probably win one with the Giants this year because they're that good.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. There's a couple people around here that are Giants fans. My wife's a Yankees fan. You're a Giants fan?
Yeah.
Man.
Hold up. The Florida Gators and the San Francisco. I mean, you are as mixed up as a soup sandwich. Oh, really? Okay. Why the Giants? Buster Posey, a Georgia boy, absolutely right.
We feuded in the 2010s when Texas and the Giants were in the
World
Series.
Yeah, I can see that.
And we never won, so.
Exactly. Well,
your brother has a Tim Lincecum kind of a look.
He does. He's got the Lincecum cut and everything.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
What about in the van? I guess you guys have some arguments over what to put on the radio then. What's the balance between music, Braves baseball, and Georgia Bulldogs
There's
football?
No balance, man. It's like whoever's driving's playing music and the rest of everybody hates it. And whoever gets up there next, rest of everybody hates it.
But see, I drive most of the time, which is why they hate Miami, Miami by Keith Whitley, because I play my music.
Attaboy.
TJ.
Attaboy.
TJ. He plays Metallica, though.
TJ,
how do you put up with these guys, man? You must have some headphones in that you put on.
Well, I don't know where they're at, but normally
like most people, they've lost them.
What's that?
Just go to sleep in the back.
Right. You're like, wake me up when it's time for sound check.
Yeah. Dude, I love it.
No, it's an adventure for sure. Being out on the road, but you never know what you're gonna get.
But I love all the personality. I love all the differences because that's what makes everything great, right? Is that that everybody's got to kind of their own style, their own personality. That's what makes that's what makes life great. Yeah. And I can only imagine it's so entertaining just to hang out. How long y'all been buds? Your whole life? Has everybody been buds like since you're born?
TJ, Logan, and Zach have pretty much been friends for many, many years, and me and Bristol because they grew up about 30 minutes from us, and me and Bristol grew up like they did, very close to each other.
Yeah. How'd y'all run into one another?
At an open mic night in Cartersville.
Right on, at the Mexican restaurant you were talking about earlier.
No, it was like a bar and grill type place.
I kid. That's awesome. That's super cool, though. I mean,
Of all places,
right? Yeah. Exactly. And you'd be like, if you told that to anybody else, they'd be like, where's Cartersville, Georgia?
Yeah, I know, right?
Here, you're in the good. You're in the clear. All right, speaking of open mic nights and Mexican restaurants and places like that, we always talk about food because it's one of my favorite things to talk about.
Hey, me too, brother.
I'm telling you, there ain't nothing better than good eating. And especially when you're out on the road, I would imagine that there's, you know, the places that you go to each time you go to the same, you know, city. Like, when my son's a baseball player in high school and wants to play in college, and we'll see how that turns out. Got our fingers crossed. When we go over and play in Birmingham, we always go to Golden Rule Barbecue. As soon as we say we're going to Birmingham, he knows that's where he wants to go eat.
Right.
Y'all have places like that on the road, too?
Oh, yeah, man.
We just started eating the Philly cheesesteak place in Flint.
Yeah.
That place is pretty good. I don't remember the name of it, but it's really good. It's right beside the machine shop.
Okay, right.
Typically, man, we're just like Mexican wings and Subway. That's
Cracker Barrel.
Don't forget your Cracker Barrel. Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right.
But nah, man, like that's honest to God, we eat Hooters a lot.
I would imagine.
We eat Mexican restaurants a ton.
Seriously. Margaritas and things.
Yeah, whenever we're not getting paid too well, we'll stop in the Subway.
Attaboy.
Or the Mickey D's.
What about a local restaurant in Rome? Is it you guys got a haunt up there? You want to give a plug to somebody in Rome
that's good.
Yeah.
Las Mesas.
Las Mesas, man. Highway 27, otherwise known as Martha Berry Highway. Yeah. We just got a new Mexican restaurant maybe a year ago.
Oh, it's the new one. Uh-oh.
Yeah, dude. Las Mesas, shout out. I go up there and I speak Spanish to all the people up there.
Do you really speak
Spanish?
They
can't believe it, man. I know a little bit.
Enough to get by?
Well, no, I'm actually learning, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like books on tape? What are you doing?
What's it called? Duolingo?
Okay. Yeah. I used to have that app on my phone, too.
Yeah, man.
I never actually opened it. I probably should have.
Shout out to the Chili's in Rome, too.
Chili's, all right, all right. Yeah, but
y'all
like,
just trying to get free appetizers.
Seriously,
now.
Man. Which, I don't blame you. I'd be doing the same thing.
Tokyo, Cartersville.
Tokyo, Cartersville. All right, okay. What about barbecue joints? Ooh. Anybody got barbecue joints?
Yeah, Scott's in Cartersville.
Scott's in Cartersville, all right.
I can't get on that.
No, okay. No, he's pushed the microphone. He's not having it. Is it because you don't like Scott's or you don't like barbecue? Oh.
It's not greasy.
Okay, well, what's your barbecue spot then?
I don't know.
Okay, you're laying off the barbecue.
I haven't found a good barbecue joint. We've eaten some good barbecue spots, though.
Just can't remember them.
I just can't remember
that's
them.
Right.
But no,
well, y'all need to go on down to Fox Brothers after this
it.
And
Fox
check
Brothers.
That out.
Yeah.
That's our spot.
Now, Jim and Nick's, that place is
Jim and Nick's
good.
Is good. Nick's. Yeah.
I like Fox Brothers a little bit more, but
me
I'll
too.
Take them both.
And,
I'll take them both.
Literally, you can get Fox Brothers right, like, when you walk out this door and keep walking straight, you'll run right into Fox Brothers. You can't miss it. It is so
Wait, so that's here?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
trying to hit that up.
There you go. Absolutely.
The wings are to die for.
They are really good.
Smoked wings. Get them wet. Get them wet.
No doubt about
it. Hey, let's talk about my favorite thing, which is touring. You guys are going to be on tour nonstop for the rest of your life, but here's a few Georgia Thunderbolts tour dates that really look exciting to me. June 4th with the Steel Woods in Columbia, Tennessee. July 16th at the Jam at the Ridge in Leroy, New York. That is a great festival. I've been to that one.
Name does not go.
Yeah,
Leroy in New York don't go.
Well, they might pronounce it Leroy up there. I don't know.
If you'd have said Leroy, Georgia, nobody would have batted an eye. Leroy, New York.
They have Southern Rock up there every year. I was there with Driving and Crying and the Tombstones a couple years ago.
Okay.
So, August 19th, the Kentucky Headhunters are going to be playing with y'all. I guess that you're going to let them close for y'all in Black Mountain, North Carolina. And then September 3rd, the Smoky Mountain Harley Davidson's 18th birthday bash in beautiful Maryville, Tennessee.
Maryville is beautiful.
That place is great.
That's a great place, the Shed. You guys play there quite a bit, don't you?
Yeah. We play there pretty often. Just actually played there with Blackstone Cherry not long ago.
That's cool, man. Cool. And it is, man. Maryville's a pretty little town. Got that pretty little college in there.
I dropped
out of college three times, so not that I would have spent much time there, but as I passed by, it looks very lovely. The whole area does. You got some Atlanta dates, though, right? September 23rd, back in Winder at Innovation Academy.
You think about school still.
That's right. I can't help it. That's how you know you got a kid that's almost ready to graduate high school and head off to college, because it's all you're thinking
about. It's all about academies. But is that right? Are y'all still doing that date at Innovation Amphitheater September 23rd?
As far as we know.
Yeah, man, as far as we know.
And that one's with the Kentucky Headhunters.
That's cool. Yeah.
Okay, so, Tug, I'm going to invite you over to that show.
Let's go to
that one, and
absolutely,
let's let Tug introduce you guys at that show.
That'd be great. Do that. Right? Yeah. That would be great.
Absolutely.
And what else is coming up after that? That's what we see on the website. But give us the inside scoop. Like, what are y'all talking about for the next tour after this fall?
Man, if you don't know, we probably don't know.
We're just along for the ride.
Right?
Okay. Wherever they tell us to go
Seriously, y'all, we want you over there. That's the way we're walking.
Of course, we got some cool things coming up, but anything cool, you can't ever tell nobody about it.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Top secret.
Spring it on them.
Yeah. Top secret.
No, I got it. As we get ready to wrap up, and I want to thank y'all for coming by the Braves Radio Network studios, being part of the Braves Country podcast. Y'all are part of the family, and you know you're always, always, always welcome. We're going to be cheering for you the entire way. I just love the fact that y'all from Rome. There's just something about Northwest Georgia. It'll always be home. I don't live there, but it'll always be home.
But y'all do come back, and when you're selling out that stadium up in Rome, please still come back and see us. I know you're going to be huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll give you some tickets, man. It was your idea.
Seriously, at least, at least you hooked the guy up. Yeah.
That's what I work for, tickets.
Be awful, make you pay.
That's exactly right. And look, I know that feeling working for tickets, because I feel like I do that most of my life.
But, guys, thanks for having us.
Oh, my gosh.
Man,
such a pleasure.
Blessed to be here, man.
Well, will you guys play us out? Will you play one more song to close the show out for us?
Yeah, man.
Awesome. That'd be great,
Let's do it.
I can't stand the sound of a tuning guitar.
Life must be difficult then, because it seems like that'd be happening a lot.
All right, guys, this next one's a single off our album. It's called In the Hand.
1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody put you down, no one will pick you up. Well, I'm in.
tell you, friend, you're not the only one. Been there before, and it's a bridge you have to cross alone. Lend a hand to me when you feel down, and keep your head, 'cause it's the only thing that hasn't come down yet. I got a lot of time left to live and things I can't take back. Demons, Lord, and they're trying to pull me back. And I just can't sit around and wait for things to turn. I gotta make it happen, 'cause there's a lot I've yet to learn. Lend a hand to me when you feel down, and keep your head.
Was awesome.
Awesome.
That was so incredible.
You guys are so great.
Dude, and being able to do that acoustic is ridiculous.
Can you like mute that solo when it comes in?
Yes. I'll do my best.
Fine, man.
Dude, you killed it, man. If you want to see good rock and roll, man, that's where you hear it, right there.
The Georgia Thunderbolts.
I just saw your brother's hat over there. I got to get me one of those hats. Goodness gracious.
The Georgia Thunderbolts are fantastic, but I got to tell you all something real, and let's hope TJ doesn't get the big head here, but here's one for the quote sheet. TJ Lyle, you are the Chris Cornell of Southern Rock.
I gotta tell you, when you hit that note, I looked over Scott. I was like, I didn't expect that.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
That's true.
I got small feet. Those are big shoes to fill.
I like it.
You're doing it, man. You guys are all doing it. Great job, y'all.
Thank you again for having us.
Oh, my gosh. You're always, always welcome. And it is our honor to have you here on the Braves Country Podcast. Georgia keeps churning out incredible musicians, and y'all are living up to Georgia's standard for music. I want you to go and get the new debut album, Can We Get a Witness? Direct on their website, GeorgiaThunderbolts.com. Ladies and gentlemen, there is not better rock and roll than what you just heard. Make sure you support this act and make sure you support good Georgia music. Go out and see them. We appreciate it again. Thank you so much. God bless you and continued success.
Thank y'all, man. Awesome.
Thank you, guys. Go Braves and go Georgia Thunderbolts.
And go Dogs. That's right. Go Dogs. Got to get go Dogs in there.
Come on, baby.
Let's go. This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar.
is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.